Chapter 7. The Reply. I had a scheme for the collection of that ransom, without danger of being caught, that ought to meet the approval of expert kidnappers. The tree under which the answer was to be left, and the money later on, was close to the road fence with big, bare fields on all sides. If some constables should be watching for anyone to come for the note, they could see him a long way off crossing the fields or in the road. But no, sir. At 8:30, I was up in that tree and well hidden, waiting for the messenger to arrive. Exactly on time, a half-grown boy rode up the road on a bicycle. He found the box at the foot of the fence post, slipped a folded piece of paper into it, and rode away again back toward Summit. I waited an hour and then decided everything was safe. I slid down the tree and got the note. Then I slipped along the fence until I reached the woods. I was back at the cave in another 30 minutes. Only then did I open the note. I got near the fire and read it to Bill. It was written with a pen and was hard to read. What it said was this. Two desperate men. Gentlemen, I received your letter today by post. In regard to the ransom you ask for the return of my son, I think you are a little high in your demands. I'll make you a counter-proposition, which I believe you will accept. You bring Johnny home and pay me $250 in cash, and I agree to take him off your hands. You had better come at night, for the neighbors believe he is lost, and I couldn't be responsible for what they would do to anybody they saw bringing him back. Very respectfully, Ebenezer Dorset. I can't believe this, I said. Of all the... But I glanced at Bill and stopped myself. He had the strongest look of appeal in his eyes I ever saw. Sam, he said, what's $250 after all? We've got the money. One more night of this kid will send me to the crazy house. Besides being a gentleman, I think Mr. Dorset is a spendthrift for making us such an offer. You ain't going to let the chance go, are you? To tell you the truth, Bill, I said, this little lamb is somewhat got on my nerves, too. We'll take him home, pay the ransom, and make our escape.